We're talking now about girls in tech. Are you sick of hearing that's a male-dominated industry? If so, you are not alone. Adriana Gascoigne saw a need for female visibility within the technology sector and decided to do something about it, founding Girls in Tech. This global nonprofit movement has launched in over 50 cities around the world and has finally reached Australia just this month. Amelia Schmidt is on the advisory board for Girls in Tech in Melbourne and joins us now to tell us a bit more about it. Thank you for joining me, Amelia.
No worries.
And Amelia, can you just tell us what Girls in Tech is all about?
So, as you said, Girls in Tech is a global organization. Adriana started it in San Francisco in 2007. We've got three major goals. One is to increase the number of women in tech. Second one is to increase the longevity of the careers of women in tech. And the third is to create a supportive community for women to work together worldwide and pay it forward to their fellow women in tech. So basically here to make it like an excellent place to work and really empower women to get involved with the awesome world of tech.
And how did you get involved with the movement?
So we actually launched Girls in Tech Australia last week. And before that, we've been working on how to make that happen. We had a big party. It was really fun. And I got brought on board by some other members of the advisory team who pretty much went looking for women in tech already who could help with the mission, and I was keen to get involved. So I'm on the events and marketing team, and it's been amazing. The whole team, the 16 women on the advisory board, they're all powerhouses, intense, amazing women who I'm just like so excited to be involved with.
And why was Melbourne chosen for the first city to launch?
So there's a festival called Pause Fest that was on earlier this year, and Pause brought Adriana out to Australia the first time to meet everyone, and that was in Melbourne, and she met Megan and Susan there, who are our managing directors, and they had a great chat, and they decided to launch it here. It's Melbourne, but what we've launched is Girls in Tech Australia. We just did it in Melbourne, so Girls in Tech Sydney and Brisbane will be launching soon as well.
And if you're just joining us, I'm speaking to Amelia Schmidt from Girls in Tech. And Amelia, what programs do you run to teach women how to be confident in their chosen field?
So there's a whole set of programs that we run. We've got Catalyst Conference, which is a three-day event showcasing women in technology and startups with lots of inspiring keynotes. We do boot camps. We've got hackathons or hack days. We've got the Amplify Women's Pitch Night, which is just an incredible night, empowering women to start their own businesses. We've got the Global Classroom, which is our education program. We've got the Exchange, Cultural Tech Exchange, which leverages the whole international Girls in Tech community, mentorship programs, and we've got a whole job section as well. So it's pretty fully featured. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's a huge range of things going on. And how has it worked overseas in other places before coming to Australia?
It's been incredible. So they've just launched Girls in Tech in Japan, I'm pretty sure, and in some other, like, it's all over the world. It's pretty amazing. So we see just these really amazing groups of women coming together and supporting other groups already in the community. In Melbourne and in Sydney, I know that there's already heaps of groups for women in tech, and this is a team that really, like, seeks to support rather than compete with those, and that's an amazing sort of powerful force to really get heaps of people in the room having really important conversations.
And what kind of interactions has Girls in Tech had with other groups? How do people, you know, communicate with and work with Girls in Tech?
We have events. You come up to us and we chat.
In terms of like other organizations in the technology industry and things like that, how does Girls in Tech communicate with them?
We mainly reach out proactively. So we will, you know, we're all sort of already involved with these groups. So we are spending our time sort of putting together our list of people and reaching out and then making ourselves really available, being out at those events and just having conversations as much as we can.
Right. That's really cool. Well, if people are interested, sorry, so you were saying how can people where do they go to get involved?
So at the moment, our website is melbourne.girlsintech.org. You can jump on there and get in touch with us from there. And we will absolutely hit you back up. We have a keep in touch form where you can sign up to our newsletters. And then at the bottom, there's also a list of everyone on the advisory board, and you can get in touch with us directly there.
That's great. Thanks, Amelia.